This show is not intended for the politically correct or the close-minded. Enter at the risk of opening your eyes. You have been warned.
Why does the media attack an issue? To get primetime ratings?
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
A moment comes when we step out from the old to the new, and when the soul of a nation, long suppressed, finds utterance.
Kind of catapult the propaganda.
You are listening to Open Eyes with your host, Ira Robinson. From the normal to the paranormal, from government cover-ups to the depths of our consciousness, we aim to explore all things. From the dawn of prehistory to current events, no topic is forbidden and nothing remains hidden.
No more secrets.
Open your eyes and open your mind to the fact that life as we know it is not as we have been taught. Join us at latenightinthemidlands.com or openeyesnetwork.com as we take this brief journey through the depths of the cosmos and explore what it really means to be human.
Many peoples have sacrificed their liberties only to learn to their sorrow that deceit and mockery, poverty and tyranny are their reward.
Whether you're online or offline, intercontinental or intergalactic, hello, and welcome to Open Eyes. Oh, it is a very cold Open Eyes. It has been so cold here. I'm telling you, this is getting ridiculous, man. We've had record-breaking temperatures all over the place. We're still in line for breaking even more records. We've got another, well, in my area at least, another week and a half, 2 weeks worth of weather that is below 10 degrees, and this is getting ridiculous. I don't know if you guys have seen this or not, but have you guys seen any of the satellite images of the amount of snow that's currently on North America right now? You can go to like startpage.com and just look up North American satellite image 2015, and you can get a real good glimpse of exactly how much snow has fallen over the past couple of months here. Man, it's getting ridiculous. It really is. I don't know. Getting a little concerned. People scream about global warming, and I'm like, yeah, right. Okay, so today is February 25th, Wednesday, and I hope that you guys are ready for what should prove to be a really interesting show. I am bringing you the topic tonight of lies that we're being told, and I'm kind of using that as a blanket statement. I'm not going for one specific topic, at least not at first. I'm kind of going over some of the things that I've seen lately of lies that were being told all around, not just in the media, but everywhere. And hopefully you guys will find this topic to be as interesting as I do, because it's something that I think that we need to be reminded of sometimes, because a lot of people do fall into the traps of not realizing when they're being lied to, bold-faced. So that's the topic for tonight. Before I get to that, I do have some news that I want to bring you guys. The first bit has to do with somebody that's been in the news before. I don't know if you guys have ever heard about any of the things that she's talked about, but this woman has come forward with a lot of very disturbing information over the past, 5 years at least, I think, in relation to how the world works. And again, this kind of goes into the whole lies thing. And it's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring this news article up to you guys tonight. Former World Bank Senior Counsel Karen Hughes has been making a lot of noise lately, and she recently said something that she's never said before. She said that a second species on Earth controls money and religion. Many people who have held positions to know things that the rest of us might not know have made some very shocking statements lately. For example, Paul Hellyer, former Canadian Minister of National Defense, said that there are at least 4 known alien species that have been visiting Earth. And you can find this article on the show notes for this show, which, well, they'll be at openeyesnetwork.com/OE076. On Monday, I talked about some of the, well, was it Monday? No, actually it was last week. Sorry. I was talking about some of the, reptilian issues, and this one falls right in line with that. Some of the ways that she was describing things, it does sound similar, but you know, this is not the first person again, who's come forward to say things along these lines. Look at, look at Lady Diana. Before she died, one of the things that she said was these royals, they're not human. They may look human, but they're not human. And what was she referring to there? Was she referring to them as being some separate species? Well, it's a big possibility. As Karen Hughes alludes to, she says that there is a second species of beings here on the planet that are in charge of money and religion and all of the other things that go on. So it's very possible that this is exactly what has occurred. These things are there and they are controlling. They are the power elite or whatever you want to say. That's who they are. They could be the ones that are pulling the strings of the puppets that are in control. Like Ovomit himself is a puppet, but he's a puppet that loves his strings. And it's very possible that these things are what is controlling him. Who knows? Anyways, you can go to the show notes for my show and find that article there, as well as all the other ones that I have to talk about. And I think that you'll find it very interesting. Again, like they said there as well, the Canadian defense minister came out saying that there are alien species here. And he was made fun of for that subject. You know, essentially lambasted for saying something along those lines. And this is a person who is in control of the entire defense force of a nation, right? It's like that all the time. And this, again, it kind of goes into the lies subject that I'm going to be talking about after the break, but I want to be sure to at least touch on this part of things. If a person comes forward with information about aliens or about UFOs or anything like that, they're not taken seriously, even if there's somebody that would, under normal circumstances, be given complete nods to when it comes to their trustworthiness to testify in court, such as a police officer or something along those lines. And they're looked at funny for saying, well, I saw something that I couldn't explain. You know, it's like that. Anyways, I'll get into that later on in the show. The next news article that I had for you guys, a new toy called Hello Barbie will have conversations with children, record those conversations, and send it to servers where it will get analyzed. The new Hello Barbie is actually specifically designed to store the conversations that it has with the children, and it can then be analyzed by a team of researchers who will make the toy's responses more complex. And a quote from the article here, whatever we come away with as our first blush attempt at the conversations, we'll see what kids want to talk about or not. We'll take our honest best guess at that and then see what comes back. And then that will change and evolve over time as those conversations happen between individual children and Barbie dolls. That was from Oren Jacob, CEO of Toy Talk, the company that's essentially in relation to this Hello Barbie. So this is not the first time again that anything like this has occurred either. Look at the Samsung smart television, which blatantly says in their in their terms and conditions that they are listening to everything that goes on and sending the data to a third party source or back to their data center where it's analyzed and collected and annotated and so on and so forth. If you think that these things are just there as a research tool, you're wrong. You really need to pay attention to it. The way that things go is that these companies will gather the information, they'll gather the conversations that are going on, they'll gather what people are talking about or have on their minds, and they will then sell that data to other parties. So for instance, on the Hello Barbie here, for instance, if a child is talking to this Barbie about her favorite SpongeBob program or something like that, then the company can then sell that data, that information to, let's say, a company that has SpongeBob merchandise for sale. And then suddenly the parents will see advertisements for SpongeBob merchandise on websites that they go to, like for Google AdSense and such on their on the web pages. That's how it goes. It's a collection program where all of your interests and conversations and all of that kind of stuff are collected, annotated, and put into a database with the tags of the information that are in your conversations of choice. And that way they can more specifically gear advertising towards you. And that's not even counting also the fact that they listen on behalf of things like the NSA, which also get all of this data as well. They get it just as much. They don't necessarily maybe use it to sell information to you or to other parties. They collect it for their own nefarious purposes, but they do still collect it. And this other methodology of things is also giving the company basically a profit towards their end goals, essentially. So you're going to see this kind of thing happen a lot more often. This is, I think, what you would consider to be a beta test in a way. This kind of thing has gone on before as well, but not very often. And this is, I think this is actually probably the first time that it's been done on a more widespread release as far as gearing towards children are concerned. Before this, it's been more towards adults that this kind of thing has gone on. But they do this as well with tablets and smartphones. They listen. They're always collecting the information, always sending the data onwards. It happens, and you can't really deny it, especially if you're somebody that has been paying attention to the advertisements that you get. If you watch them closely, you will see that the things that you're getting thrown advertising wise are going to match up with conversations that you've had that never made it online. You've never talked about the subjects online or in emails or anything like that, but you've spoken in person to people about these things, and it will show up in your advertising data. It's the wave of the future. It's how they're making more money. It's how they're making extra cash. They do this with, they're able to collect names, email addresses, that sort of thing. Facebook does this a lot. You might've heard me talk about this before, but if you haven't, I'll say it again here. On Facebook, when you see those various surveys, you know, what was your past life? What job would be perfect for you? What is your husband cheating on you? All of these different kinds of things that are there as these little surveys on the third party sites that you can go to. You click on one of them, you take this survey, and then at the end of it, it says, like this on Facebook. Share this with your friends. Share your results with your friends. It's fun. It's great to do. Go do this. Yay. Wow. Cool. So then you share it with your friends. And what ends up happening then when you hit that button is you are agreeing to share all of your data with that third-party website that held that survey. So you'll hit the like and they now have access to your friends list. They have access to your email address. They have access to all of your previous posts that you've done. And what they'll do is they will collect that information. They'll collect your name, your email address. If you have your phone number written down somewhere in there, they'll collect that. Everything that you've shared is now part of their database on the website or in the company's possession. And what they'll do then is they will sell that data to a third party. They'll sell it to, let's say you've liked this survey, you've shared this survey, and at a previous time, you know, a few days before or a week before or whatever, you clicked like on, I don't know, Post Toasties cereal or something. Okay. So just throwing out an example. So what they have done then is they have collected the data saying that here's your name, here's your email address, here's your potential phone number, maybe you've got your address written down, here's your favorite hangouts, where you like to go to eat, where you like to hang out with your friends, and oh, by the way, you also like Post Toasties cereal. Well, now they can take that information and they will sell it to a third party for 5 cents or 10 cents for each person that has fit these certain criteria. And they will sell this to this company that will then use that as a lead to contact you about potential sales of things. And this is a very common practice. In fact, it's this would be called essentially a cold lead, but it's a cheap lead that people can buy or companies can buy to basically just get a list of 100 or 1,000 names, and they'll just send out a random email, or they'll send you something in the mail saying, oh, well, you were interested, you know, just as an example, they see that you're interested in, excuse me, or you've complained about the car insurance that you've had, or you talk about a new car that you purchased. Well, then they'll send you an email or an actual snail mail to say, oh, by the way, here's an insurance company that you might be interested in. You see, it's all part of a big scam. It's a big scheme that they've worked out to be able to make just a little bit extra cash. If they do this often enough, they can actually make a really large amount of money at it. So, and I know I kind of went on a monologue there about how this stuff works, but you know, it's important to know these things, because the more that you know, the more you can prevent this kind of thing from happening to you, and you have that much more control over the things that you get and the things that you are hit with on a constant basis. When you put out your information, remember, everything that you do on the internet is forever on the internet. So any posts that you do on Facebook or Twitter or anything like that, all of that stuff is forever going to be on the internet. It's never going to go away, no matter what you do. And there are companies out there that just scrape all of the information off of the internet that they possibly can to then turn around and sell it to other companies that don't want to put out the effort to do that themselves. And they'll pay somebody else, you know, maybe it's a small amount, like 5 or 6 cents per person or something like that. But it's still, when they sell 100 or 1,000 of these at a time, that's talking about pretty big money right there. And the more people they can get to do this, the better. You know, I've seen some of those surveys that have 200,000 shares on them, which means that over 200,000 people at least have acknowledged that they've taken that kind of a survey, and all of that information has been collected. So you figure if they're getting even just a penny off of each one of these things being sold to another company, that right there is still $20,000 that they made just for that one survey, you see. Just as an example, So pay attention to this kind of stuff. This is how the internet works. This is how advertising is done. This is how the consumer mindset these days works. It's no longer about trying to just send random mails to people in the hopes that they are going to buy something. They custom tailor everything nowadays to this stuff. And again, this still doesn't even go into the NSA themselves collecting all of this data and collating it and putting it into a database that they can then make use of later to say, oh, well, Joe Schmo over here is going to be likely to be one of the people who are going to be radicalized at a later point in time. So we need to be sure to watch him really close. Here's CIA and FBI. Take a look at this guy and be sure that you put him on your list of to watch. That's how it goes. This stuff is important to pay attention to. It really is. So again, speaking of lies, we've been told a lot of lies when it comes to marijuana, for instance. Marijuana is coming even more to the forefront of things. What is it? Congress now has two bills that are coming before it to basically blanket allow marijuana to be legal within the United States on a federal level and still allow the states to have control over it, but basically to decriminalize marijuana countrywide. There are two bills right now before Congress that are going to try to accomplish this. Well, one study that I ran across says that smoking marijuana is 114 times safer than drinking alcohol. This is according to an international study which claims the plant may be significantly less harmful than scientists had previously believed. On an individual level, the study found that alcohol was the deadliest drug when it comes to the likelihood of a person dying from a high dose. The next most deadly substances are heroin and cocaine, followed by tobacco, ecstasy, and methamphetamine. So it's really good that these kind of studies are coming forward. Because we know, you know, us, you and I know that you know that marijuana, there's no issue with it. There really is not. It never should have been made illegal to begin with. I've done an episode about that previously, about how marijuana came about to be made illegal, and it was all for the benefits of a corporation. So we know that marijuana should never have been made illegal to begin with. There's no reason for it. And so studies like this that come out, the more that come out, the better. Because, I mean, it is true that alcohol is a lot worse for you than marijuana is. And yet alcohol is totally legal to use. There's no issue with it. It doesn't make sense. It really does not. But the more studies that come out like this, the better off we all will be. I do think that in the end, it is going to be decriminalized. I think that they have basically put, plastics into the consciousness of mankind at this point so much that the profit loss on hemp products being made instead of plastic products being made are not really going to hurt them that much, at least in the short term, the short to medium term. Long term, yes, I think people will switch back over to hemp because it is going to be a lot more profitable to do so. But that's neither here nor there. The fact is that marijuana, well, if it's made legal, they're going to make a lot of money on it because they can then tax it. And I think that's what they're leading us into. They're going to use it as a new sin tax because tobacco is going out the window because of so many people using e-cigarettes and that sort of thing, which again, there's another topic that they are lying about in a big way, but the government is losing a lot of money off of sales of tobacco because e-cigarettes have taken over a lot of the business with tobacco. So they're looking for other ways basically to generate that tax money. They've seen how states like Colorado and that sort of thing can have made a lot of money since they've made it legal to use and since they've started taxing it there. And well, it's a beta test. They've been seeing how much can be made, and so okay, well let's make this legal nationwide, because boy, that's going to bring in a lot of money at that point. You know, they can double dip. They're going to be the ones that are creating it and selling it and also taxing it. So yeah, that's my thought though. I think that they're probably going to, within the next 2 years, I think is when they're going to make it legal blanket across the board. And I can't wait. There's no reason why it should have been to begin with. And just for those of you who, just for the sake of those of you who might troll me, that doesn't mean that I'm interested in using it myself. I just don't think that it should have been made illegal to begin with. If you want to use it, that's fine. I don't want to use it myself, but you know, if you want to use it, go for it. I have no issue with it. It's just a plant, and it's extremely healthy to do. After nearly 8 centuries of accusing the black rat for spreading the bubonic plague, scientists say that they have compelling evidence to exonerate the much-maligned rodent. In the process, they've identified a new culprit, gerbils. It's always the cute ones you have to watch out for, isn't it? According to a study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, climate data dating back to the 14th century contradicts the commonly held notion that European plague outbreaks were caused by a reservoir of disease-carrying fleas hosted by the continent's rat population. Essentially, they have said that the weather was too cold for them to for the rats to really have flourished that much to cause as much issues as there were during that time period, but that gerbils from Asia basically could handle the cold, and that's what essentially caused the spread of the bubonic plague. So I thought that was interesting because, you know, we still have a plague problem here, despite what people may think. The plague does still exist, but I thought that was interesting that gerbils are essentially the reason for the black plague as opposed to rats. Stop bashing on rats. They didn't do anything wrong. So guys, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you guys about the lies that we're being told, and hopefully we can cut through some of the bull crap that has been going on for a really long time, just surrounding a lot of different issues. So hang with us. We'll be back after these messages. Ben Franklin said, "If you do the same thing tomorrow as you did today, you're going to get the same tomorrow as you got today." Changing the world starts with you, and changing you starts with changing the way you think. Late Night in the Midlands can help. Listen to all of our shows at latenightinthemidlands.com, because things really do need to change. The Late Night in the Midlands Radio Network is deeply devoted to you, the listener. We feel it is necessary to bring you all of the information that you can use in your life. Each and every day, you will find something to listen to here. And whether you come away from the shows informed, inspired, or entertained, it is our passion. We don't bow to corporations, and we don't have handlers to tell us what not to talk about. We bring you everything. Late Night in the Midlands, however, is fully listener-supported. We need your help to stay on the air and to make sure that we get the bills paid. We need your help to keep the truth alive. If you feel that you have gotten anything out of Late Night in the Midlands, we would appreciate your support. You can become a subscriber and help us out on a monthly basis, or if you'd like, a one-time donation is fully appreciated as well. Every year, the average household in America spends over $3,000 on entertainment alone. If you could help us with just a tiny fraction of that amount, you would make all of the difference. Go to latenightinthemidlands.com and click on the subscribe button. Thank you, and as always, keep yourself informed. You may be suffering from OMS, Open Mind Syndrome. This disorder can be a burden on those suffering from it, as they see the insanity in the world around them. Symptoms of this disorder are likely to be not accepting the status quo, talking frequently about issues that are really important, studying things that are not acceptable by the mainstream thinking, and asking too many questions. This disease can spread rapidly, even over the internet and airwaves. It is becoming an epidemic. If you or someone you know suffers from open mind syndrome, do not seek help. It is apparent that this condition is actually the normal human response to information. In fact, it is best to interact often with fellow sufferers at latenightinthemidlands.com to remain open-minded. Open Mind Syndrome. It's no joke. Hello, welcome back to Open Eyes. Thank you very much for sticking around through that break. That song was called Dragon Tales from a band called Butterfly Tea. I really like that song. I get a big kick out of that one. I like any kind of Celtic kind of music. It gives me a big kick. So before I get started on the lies issue that is the topic of discussion for the evening, I wanted to bring you guys – well, I ended up getting an email from somebody. It was a wonderful email. It made me feel so good, the things that were said in it, and it really touched my heart, and it was kind of going into the reason why I do what I do here on this show. But one of the things that was in the email from this person, I'll leave you nameless, but they wrote a question to me, and I wanted to address it here on the air because I think that this might be something that, well, it could be an issue that is occurring that I would love to get some feedback from people on in relation to their children. So let me read this section of the email here, and I'll touch on my side of it once I get done. So he wrote, "My reason for writing this email is because I had just heard an interview of Stephanie Seneff, a PhD, about autism and vaccines, acetaminophen, and how these could be all mediated through glutamate in the blood and brain barrier. And he gave a link to the interview, which was really good, by the way. You'll find this on my website on the show notes for this show. Her hypothesis is that the Tylenol given to kids with their shots causes the liver glutathione to be depleted, which causes an increase in glutamate in the brain. Glutamate being an excitotoxin, which causes a number of damages to those who are genetically or nutritionally, as glyphosate seems to have a knack for predisposing people to. Predisposed, some of these brain damages resembling what has been found in autism. As soon as I heard this, I was curious to know if you had given your son any Tylenol when he got the fateful MMR shot, because I would love to know science somewhere is close to figuring out exactly what factors are involved in this debilitating disease before it is too late. Thank you so much for writing that email. I really loved the interview that I saw there from Stephanie Seneff, Dr. Seneff, and I wanted to address the question here on the air. For those of you who don't know, if you've not listened to my show very much, or you've not caught any of the episodes that I've talked about this in, our son Seth is severely autistic. Specifically, he has what's called childhood disintegrative disorder, and he's had it since the age of 3. He got it right after his MMR vaccine was given, within a period of just a couple of weeks afterwards. He was starting on the downhill to become what he is today. And I wanted to address this idea as far as Tylenol and that kind of thing is concerned here. When I read this email, it reminded me of an occurrence that happened during that time period, and I had long suspected that something relating to this could have been one of the contributing factors of the ultimate results that we've got with Seth. When Seth first got his MMR, he got very sick as a result of it, and he spiked an incredibly high temperature. We took him to the hospital to try to do something to bring this temperature down. It was frightening. It really was. We were very scared about it. And when we took him there, we're talking a 2.5-year-old here. So, of course, he fought the medicines. And the nursing staff and the doctor pinned him down literally pinned him down. They sat on his chest. They were forcing his legs down, and two other nurses were sitting on his arms to prevent him from fighting against getting this Tylenol down. But they had a syringe that was filled with it, the non-needle type of syringe that was filled with it, and they forced open his mouth and put the syringe in his mouth and squeezed it and put all the fluid down into his mouth. And this was an incredibly large dose of this Tylenol, this liquid. And he ended up aspirating a lot of it and started throwing up. And we got him settled down from that, got him calm again. And of course, this was an ordeal that just scared the ever-living crap out of him. I mean, imagine you're 2.5 years old and you've got five people pinning you down just to squirt this stuff down your throat. And then you start gagging on it and aspirating it. And yeah, so right after that, after we got him calmed down, they ended up doing the exact same thing again and gave him a second dose because he didn't end up swallowing much of any of it. And so they had to make sure that they got him this dose of Tylenol down. So essentially, by the time all was said and done, he had not only had one dose of Tylenol that he ended up aspirating a fair amount of and gagged it all up, and we got him clear of it. He had a cough for a few days afterwards because of this incident. But not only that, but then he had a second dose of it as well. So who knows exactly how much he ended up actually ingesting for sure. It may have actually been a 1.5 dose or nearly a double dose of Tylenol during this time period that he was sick from the MMR vaccine. So I wanted again to relate the personal story here because I'd like to know actually if anybody else that's out there that has autistic children had a similar experience to this, and maybe we can start collating some of the data together to present as information to people about whether or not there is a link between the vaccines getting something like acetaminophen or Tylenol and then end up resulting in autism. I've said this before, and I'll say it again here. I'm an advocate for asking questions as far as vaccines are concerned. I'm not necessarily completely an anti-vaxxer. I understand the science that's behind it, but I don't see why it has to have as many of the adjutants in it that it has, and why it's as dangerous as it is, and so on and so forth. And I do understand as well that the science is not 100% on whether or not these actually work or not. Okay. Let me make that clear as well. But I'm definitely much more of an advocate of being able to ask questions. And I do point to the fact that my son was damaged by one of these vaccines. And I have no doubt of that in my mind. However, having said that, I do also, I don't exclude the idea that there may be something with the vaccines that interacts with other things environmentally or nutritionally or whatever to actually cause the trigger to happen that creates the autism in the brain. I don't think that we're there yet as far as knowing exactly 100%, you do this, then this, then this, and boom, you have the keys that unlock autism. I don't see that right now with all of the data that I've done the research with. And trust me, guys, I have done a lot of research when it comes to this because it's something that personally impacts our family. So for me, I would like to know if somebody else has seen this in their own children. Did they get a vaccine, then get the acetaminophen, and then it ended up resulting in this autism and so on and so forth. I would really like to know. If you would, send your story to me at feedback@openeyesnetwork.com. That's feedback@openeyesnetwork.com. And let me know your story. Let me know if you had a similar experience to this type of thing going on, because I really would like to know. We're working with some really dangerous stuff here, guys. I mean, they've estimated that by the time that the year 2020 comes along, one out of every two children is going to be autistic. And that is a really scary statistic. We have to do something now, in the here and now, to be able to determine exactly what it is that's causing these issues. And there could be any number of factors. It could be the vaccine is interacting with something that's in the environment that's from the chemtrails that's out there. It could be the vaccine is interacting with other medications that are being given. It could be that the vaccine is interacting with something that's in the genetically modified foods, or the fluoride that's in the water, or the aluminum that's in the air, and so on and so on and so on. We don't know yet. We don't know yet, and we can't claim that we do, because there's too much conflicting data out there to not be able, or, you know, to be able to say, okay, well, this is it or this is it. There's a number of factors that are involved with it all, and it all adds up to our children being severely damaged, and we're looking at a generation that's completely lost. So, again, feedback@openeyesnetwork.com. Send me your stories and let me know if something like this has gone on with you and your children, and let's start trying to, collect or collate some of the data together to be able to say, hey, we have something that is maybe on the right track of things, you know, whatever. It's important. It really is. So tonight I wanted to talk to you guys about a lot of the lies that we're being faced with. And, you know, the vaccines are a big one, and I'm going to definitely get back into that here in just a little bit, but that is a big one that we're being faced with. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is an article that I ran across that's talking about some of the stuff that's going on right now as far as the Obamacare is concerned. And right now it's tax season, and people are starting to discover some of the hidden things that are in Obamacare relating to the taxes. I found this article, and I wanted to read it to you guys, because I expected this. I said a long time ago that this kind of thing was going to end up happening, and nobody believed me. Nobody believed me. The majority, 52%, of Obamacare enrollees receiving an advance premium tax credit to purchase Obamacare insurance is facing the prospect of paying back $530 of that tax credit to the IRS, according to a new study from H&R Block. This clawback is reducing the refunds for these taxpayers by 17% this filing season. Under Obamacare, taxpayers earning between 133% and 400% of the federal poverty level are eligible to receive a tax credit to help purchase insurance on Obamacare exchanges. This tax credit is calculated using old tax data of the recipients. The credit is advanced ahead of the time to the taxpayer's insurance company. The taxpayer must reconcile at tax time the advance credit received with the actual credit that they are eligible for. It remains unclear how this information relates to the revelation last week that 800,000 healthcare.gov Obamacare customers and a further 100,000 in California received inaccurate 1095A tax reporting forms. Doing the reconciliation described here would not be possible for these nearly 1 million families. Also in the H&R Block report is the news that the individual mandate penalty is averaging $172. This is likely to rise in future years, as the penalty for most taxpayers will equal 2.5% of their adjusted gross income. A family earning $100,000 would see a penalty of $2,500 for failing to obtain qualified Obamacare health insurance. So in there, you can hear that the penalty this year is averaging $172. This is opposed to the $95 that they were originally talking about. That, oh well, if you're a family that doesn't have insurance, and it's going to be $95 per person, and now come to find out, it's $172 is the average for each person that's in a household. So, and that's on top then of the $530 that you're going to have to pay back if you got some kind of an advanced credit through the Obamacare exchanges. And that was not given as information either. So do you see all of these hidden things that are in here? And there's so much more that's in here that's been hidden and lied to about, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Nazi piece of crap that she is, coming out and saying, oh, well, we have to pass the bill before we can find out what's in it. Well, now you're finding out what's in it. And your lawmakers that you allegedly voted for just bent you over the table, essentially. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And I've been saying this all along, that there's going to be so much more than just that $95 that they were talking about. And lo and behold, here you go. We had an experience. We went and filed our taxes this week, and the lady at H&R Block that we had do our taxes was talking to us about some of that 800,000 people that basically have to refile. And she said there's going to be even more that they're going to end up doing, because there's going to be penalties that are attached to all of it. And by the time all is said and done, they're probably going to pay twice as much. So it just gets more and more, right? It's more and more on top of all of the other stuff that has gone on as far as Obamacare is concerned. This whole thing has been one big lie after another, starting with Obama himself saying, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. How many freaking times did that guy say that bull crap on the air, in every media outlet, in all of the newspapers and television and radio stations, and on and on and on, over and over and over again, every speech? If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Well, how many people lost their plans? A lot of people lost their plans. Lie. Top that off now with the people that did get to keep their plans, for instance, now also having to pay exorbitant fees on top of all of that, on and on and on. Complete and utter lies. And again, it's we the people who are getting screwed with every bit of this stuff. And it just goes on. Is Obamacare going to be able to be repealed? I don't know. It's so far ingrained into the system at this point that even if a new president came along and said, okay, well, we're going to repeal this, I don't know if that can happen or not. They're making way too much money hand over fist to allow it to happen. So don't expect it to go away anytime soon. It's just too much of a moneymaker for everybody. And it's all being covered up and lied about the whole way through. Now, another article that I ran across that I wanted to bring up to you guys, again, in relation to lying, is the idea behind the conspiracy theorist stuff. You know what, conspiracy theorist as a term came up in the 1960s after the JFK assassination as a way to denigrate anybody who questioned the official story. And it's been basically passed down from there into what we have now, as this being still this derogatory term, but a lot of people have sort of co-opted it for themselves and are wearing the badge proudly, I guess you could say. Anti-science conspiracy theorists are so credulous they can't determine when they're being purposefully duped, according to a new study. This is the article that I found for you guys, proving that more and more lies go on a constant basis, and they're being used against you and me. A team of Italian and American researchers tested the social media biases feeding belief in conspiracy theories such as chemtrails, shape-shifting reptilian overlords, and the Illuminati, reported Motherboard. The researchers found that adherents to conspiracy theories are highly receptive to the claims that support their views and rarely engage with social media pages that question their beliefs. The World Economic Forum last year identified digital misinformation alongside terrorism, cyber attacks, and global government failure as threats to modern society. The researchers then tested the strength of these users' biases by posting troll information or sarcastic comments parodying anti-science views on Facebook. A quote from the researchers: "These posts are clearly unsubstantiated claims, like the undisclosed news that infinite energy has been finally discovered, or that a new lamp made of actinides or plutonium and uranium might solve problems of energy gathering with less impact on the environment, or that the chemical analysis revealed that chemtrails contains sildenafil citranium, which is the active ingredient of Viagra. They found that 78% of those who liked these 4,709 troll posts interacted primarily with conspiracy theory pages, as were 81% of those who commented on them. The researchers also noted that anti-conspiracy theorists often wasted cognitive resources pushing back against these unscientific troll claims, even when they were satirical imitations of false claims." So this goes into the websites that have been popping up a lot of late that are the parody websites. They are parodying official news types of looks and stories. You see this on, like, for instance, thenationalreport.com. That one is a known parody site. If you're using something like thenationalreport.com as your source of information for things that you're putting out as being a truth, please stop doing that, because that is a satirical website, and essentially none of what they say is the truth. They do this as on purpose to mislead people, just to get likes, just to get hits on their website and advertising revenue, like I spoke about before the break. This works the same way. This stuff is developed. It's come about because of this study that was done, that they created over 4,700 different pictures, news articles, all of that kind of stuff that were then passed around over the past year, relating to conspiracy theory ideas and information. They were intentionally falsified. They were intentionally made to appear as if they were the truth, but were not. And they essentially used the social media platforms to find where people were passing them around, how many people were passing them around, what they were saying about these things. And essentially they were gathering the data to use as a weapon against people. This is a psychological warfare that's going on. They purposefully went out and created these false things as a propaganda piece so that they could then, under the auspices of doing research, be able to say, okay, we'll see what we found. 71% of people said that or, you know, passed these things around, and they were saying, oh yes, this is the truth. This is the truth. Ha 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 ha. Didn't we get them? Meanwhile, the great unwashed masses are still watching Fox News. They're still watching CNN. They're trying to get their quote unquote truth from them. Nobody's finding out the truth about any of this stuff. And all of it now is covering up the actual truth of things. So, for instance, the shape-shifting reptilian stuff, okay? How many people out there passed around articles showing the quote-unquote truth of these things, but they ended up being from these types of people or these types of studies that are going on. And yet they're being believed by people. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't shape-shifting reptilian aliens here that are interfering with stuff, but it does mean that those in particular were not true. What I'm advocating here, guys, is that you have to really examine closely and do your due diligence when you pass information out to people. Because when you pass it out from people that are from sites and such that are known satirical sites, known parody sites, then that just diminishes and degrades the credibility of anything else that we're out here trying to say as being the truth. There are a lot of us that are out here that are trying to tell the truth to people, and when you guys are intentionally or without really even realizing it, passing out information that's been proven to be false, that really does a big disservice to the whole truth movement of things, you know. And I hate to use that word, but it's the only one that can really come to mind with it. But you see what I mean? This is a lie that was told intentionally to get people to pass this lie around as being the truth, to be able to discredit those who are telling the truth about the actual truths of stuff. This was done as an intentional thing on their part to hurt anyone out here who is just trying to speak the truth. That's a sad statement. It really is. And unfortunately, a lot of people have fallen into the trap with it. I've seen a lot of the posts that were in relation to this. I've seen them. They show some of them in the article. And again, you can go to my website to the show notes for this show, openeyesnetwork.com/OE076, and find this article there, and you'll see some of the things that were done over the past year or two in relation to this study that, I mean, a lot of people have fallen for, and I've seen it. I've seen them being passed around. I still see it today. I just saw a couple of days ago there was an article that was being passed around, and it was from thenationalreport.com, and it was talking about a whale that was found in Utah or something like that. And that was a false story. It was completely a bogus story that was actually started on another website with a different names and faces, basically, but it was exactly the same story that the National Report then ended up rewriting and put out on their own website. And yet this garnered huge amounts of shares. People were talking about it. People were arguing over it, and people were trying to bash people over the head with it. And the whole thing is a lie. The whole thing was a satire piece from the get-go. And they did it as a way of marketing to people, basically. So I wanted to get back a little bit into the vaccine issue. And I know I talk about this subject a fair amount on my show, and for those of you who maybe get tired of hearing it, I don't really make any apologies for it, because I think that this is something that is really utterly important for people to know and understand, and people really have got to get the truth out there, again, as far as this stuff is concerned. And the people right now are being lied to in a big way when it comes to vaccines, their efficacy, their ingredients, their side effects, on and on and on. There, so many lies are being flat out told about all of this, and it's just getting more and more ridiculous, to the point now where they're talking about if you don't vaccinate your children, you should be sent to jail. And you wonder why I talk about this stuff. It's because this stuff is going on right here, right now. It's sort of the new battleground, essentially, that's going on. For those of you who are not being distracted by ISIS, maybe this is what you're going to be calling your battleground. You see, But for me, it's a passion point because of my son. So again, if you don't really care for it, well, jump forward in the show or move on to another one, because this is something that I do talk about and I make no apologies about it. This is just who I am, and this is what the show is about. It's about opening your eyes to everything, including this subject. So one thing that has been lied about as far as the vaccine agenda is concerned is the whole Wakefield issue, who in 1998 published a study about a link between vaccines and autism. And he didn't, well, he didn't actually come out and say that this was it. You know, a lot of people point to him as being the originator of the movement or the anti-vaccine movement. And, oh, well, you believe those Wakefield lies. And Wakefield really had nothing to do with my questioning vaccines, as a good example, because up until just a couple of years ago, I hadn't even heard about the guy. I saw what happened to my son firsthand and knew that the timing of things was there to show that this was what caused it. Okay, so I had no dog in the fight as far as this Wakefield thing is concerned, right? It was just me observing what happened to my family member. And I know I'm not the only one out there that's had the same experience. So with that being said, I wanted to make sure that people understand like where the timing of things occurs with the whole Wakefield thing. Because for instance, Wakefield published his study in 1998, and yet the vaccine court was set up in 1986, 12 years before Wakefield published his study that linked a possible link between the two. And yet the vaccine court, 12 years before, started to say that yes, there were links between things like the vaccines and brain damage, things like the vaccines and autism, vaccines and cognitive disorders. They were coming out saying that these things were occurring. You know, families were being compensated a lot for their damaged children or family members. So right there alone, you can see that there was already issues as far as the vaccines were concerned. There always has been. You know, in the 1970s, you had the whole Guillain-Barré syndrome happening because of the DPT that was given out. I believe that was it. Anyways, during the 1970s is when a lot of that started to rise up because of vaccine damage. It was a direct cause of it. So all of these things occurred before Wakefield did his whole study, and people were already arguing about the safety of vaccines at that point. In fact, that's why the vaccine court was set up, was to stop people from being able to sue the vaccine manufacturers, because the vaccine manufacturers were starting to get out of the vaccine business because they were losing money due to the lawsuits from the damages that their vaccines were causing. There has been a lot of evidence out there to show that vaccines do have a safety issue with them. Again, if you go to the show notes for this show, I am going to have a lot, and I mean a lot, of links for you guys to go to be able to see proof that there is direct causation between the vaccines and all of these other disorders and disabilities that happen. And yes, it may be rare, but it does happen. There is direct linkages between all of them. I have multiple studies that are available on my website for you guys to go to and look at to see the proof right there in your face that this stuff does happen, that it is a reality, and that you need to start spreading this information so that the misinformation can maybe tone down a little bit and the truth can get out. Because again, we're on a path of destruction here. 2020, one out of two children born are going to be born with autism. They're going to have autism. That's literally half of a generation gone. Half of a generation is going to be completely reliant upon the other half and hoping that the other half is going to have the good graces enough to be able to take care of them. That's what we're coming to. That's what it's coming down to. It was on Tuesday night's show of Late Night in the Midlands with Michael Vera. He had I can't remember his last name at this point. I think it was Eric Jewell, on, and Eric Jewell talked about in, CIA documentation, they were claiming that by the year, 2025, that, essentially only 86 million Americans were going to be alive at that point. And what came to my mind as soon as he said that was this other study that I'm talking about here, where by 2020, one out of two children are going to have autism, that would go far to explaining exactly how something like that could occur. I don't know whether or not I believe the CIA report there or not. I'm just giving it as an example. But you see this whole thing, there's so many lies that are on both sides as far as it's all concerned that it's crazy, you know, and where is the truth in it? Where is the truth in it? It's probably somewhere in the middle, right? But so many, of the sock puppets are out there. So many of the trolls are out there that are spreading all of this disinformation out there that it's so difficult for those of us who are advocating to try to tell the truth to get through the minds of the people that have been brainwashed with all of this, well, all of these lies, you know, it really is difficult. I know from experience. But like I said, this Wakefield thing, this Wakefield has kind of become a scapegoat for everybody. I mean, to be honest with you, if you look back in the history of everything that occurred, he never even claimed that there was a link between the two. He just said he just had a question about it and was putting out this study as a baseline to start asking questions. And suddenly he was lambasted for just even asking the question because, oh my God, the pharmaceutical companies might lose a little bit of profit with this and we can't have that crap. So he was made a scapegoat with it and became the center of the vaccine controversy. And of course, people then point to him and say, oh, you don't support vaccines. You must be a Wakefield supporter or whatever. And like I said, I mean, as far as my own case was concerned, I didn't even know about the guy until a couple of years ago. And I had come to the decision that it was a problem with the vaccine long before that period of time. So you can't handle that, or you can't hand that bull crap to me. But you know, the CDC is the one that supports this kind of stuff the most. And the CDC, getting into a little bit of a different topic, but it's sort of covering the same thing. The CDC, it does a lot of lying in itself. It's hard for us to be able to find the truth about the stuff that the CDC has to say, because they either lie outright, they fear monger, you know, they do everything that they can to push forward a fear agenda, because of course, if people are afraid, then they're going to get their vaccines. They're going to do what they can to quote unquote, stay healthy. And they do things by lying by omission, essentially. I give a great example the CDC released information that during the 1960s, when they were giving the polio vaccine, over 9 million doses of the polio vaccine was tainted with the simian virus 40, which is a cancer-causing virus. They had this information on their website for a long time, for many years. And then before this last measles outbreak here began, right before that period of time, it was removed from their website. The information about this simian virus 40 or the SV 40 was removed from their website. So they're lying by omission. You see, they removed that information so that people would not be able to see that there is a problem with the vaccines. They lie all the time about, okay, well, this is a major outbreak. Again, the measles thing here. I've talked about that before. The measles thing is this major outbreak, and oh, we got to protect ourselves and protect our children. It's for the children, and yet it's the adults that are getting it. They're vaccinated themselves. They've been vaccinated all along. The patient zero for this outbreak came from China. I mean, and yet it's the anti-vaccine crowd that's taking the brunt, that's becoming the scapegoat for all of this. And lies, every bit of it, is a lie. We're lied to all the time, guys. We are lied to every which way we turn. Again, it's either by flat-out lies or lying by omission. I've been talking over the past couple of episodes about what's happening in Oklahoma, where they voted to basically whitewash the U.S. history books to remove any of the bad stuff about America from it. And that's a lie by omission. They're rewriting history by lying by omission. So that's just a couple of the different things that I wanted to touch on here. I've got a lot more, but I need to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to get into some of the other lies that we're being told on an everyday basis in regards to a lot of different things. So make sure you stick around. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Open Eyes seeks out the heart of matters, looking for explanations in places that most other radio hosts refuse to go. No subject is forbidden, and nothing remains hidden. Listen to Open Eyes on the Late Night in the Midlands Radio Network, weekdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Open minds, open hearts, open eyes.
To hide the truth, once you know it, makes you think that you are better than everyone else. It makes you into the type of person who says, "Ooh, I have a secret, but you're not ready to hear it yet." However, for $39.95, I'll let you in on the secret. You'll lead the people to the promised land for the cheap price of three easy payments of one-third of their soul apiece.
The L&M Radio Network and Late Night in the Midlands depends on you, the listener. Without you, there would be no us. So help us continue to bring you the best guests with the best information and subscribe today. Information on becoming an L&M subscriber can be found at the top of LateNightInTheMidlands.com. Just click the About Subscriptions tab and become part of the family while helping the truth stay alive. And while you're at it, maybe subscriptions aren't for you. A one-time donation helps as well. Click that donate button on the right side of LateNightInTheMidlands.com and help us help you.
TROLLS. This is a terrible new disorder being diagnosed every day. Victims of this disease have been found in psychologists, scientists, doctors, other people with letters and numbers behind their names, and anyone else who is in the world specifically to cause trouble. It stands for Totalitarian Regime Orchestrating Laughable Liar Syndrome, and is a terrible burden on anyone around those that have been diagnosed with this disease. Symptoms may include debunking all truths, diversion tactics, divisive talk, and flame war baiting, COINTELPRO tactics and maneuvers, and making rude and obnoxious comments even where such things are not warranted. You can help cure the problem by opening your eyes to the facts, speaking about this disorder to anyone you know, and not allowing their disease to influence your life. If you or someone you know has been diagnosed with trolls, please seek immediate assistance by going to latenightinthemidlands.com and listening to all of the shows that are available. Only you can prevent trolls. This message brought to you by IRA, the Independently Reporting Association. Thank you for your support.
They went into the homes now, the powers that be, and told us that you cannot discipline your children anymore. And if you discipline your children, you are going to jail. Then they went into the public schools and took discipline out of there. So when we acted up in there, they put our boys into something called special ed classes. And as you know, those special ed classes are nothing but holding cells until they can go to the state prison. If we can have them convicted for a felony, then once they get out of prison, they cannot get a job because of that. And then if they happen to eke out and find a job, then they have to pay taxes on a job, yet they cannot vote. I call that taxation without representation. They did a grand thing when they took that discipline away from us, because when they made our parents afraid to discipline the children, then what happened? We found out that the teachers were afraid of the principals were scared of the superintendents, superintendent was scared of the school board was scared of the parents were scared of the children, and the children ain't scared of nobody.
We have a lot of things going on in America right now, for instance, that is very dark and very unfocused. And because of that darkness that's surrounding everybody, and because of that unfocusedness, people are easily manipulated and they're easily steered into becoming something that they originally never intended to be, and what we as human beings were never originally intended to be. We as human beings are extremely bright, creative forces in the universe. We have so many things trying to hold us down and trying to hold us back from entering into this new place in the universe that's waiting for us. At any moment, we could step forward and say, enough is enough with all of the crap that you're spewing out at us. We want to be human beings. We don't want to be your slaves anymore. We don't want to be held down anymore. We don't want your darkness covering us anymore. We are going to unite against you, the dark masters that are pulling these strings to make us believe that our children are something that they're not, into believing that our children are animals, into believing that our children are things that should be controlled and should be held down and held back and dumbed down and refused answers to the questions that they have in their minds, to suppress their creativity, to suppress who they really are, to suppress the love that they have for everyone and everything around them, and to make them hate and to breed passion in them to go against other people, to raise up arms against other people and go across the seas and start blowing people away just because they're different, just because they're brown, just because they're red, just because they're yellow, just because they're different than who they are, even though there is no difference between any of us other than the culture that we live in and the tenets that we follow. And those things are taught to us. They're not who we are. They're not what we originally were. They're not what we were born to be. They are taught to us. They are driven into our brains. They are forced onto us as a template that they want us to follow, that they want us to be, to not have control over ourselves and follow the party line that they lay out for us, to follow the path that they want us to follow, and to no longer realize that we don't need them to govern us, that we don't need them to control us. We are amazing beings. We are beautiful creations that come from a core of love. We are energy. We are all that there is. We are the consciousness that creates what we see. And because we have been manipulated, because we have been taught to think differently, taught to think that, oh, life doesn't actually matter. Oh, there are no things out there. There's nothing else out there other than us here on Earth. There's nothing else out there. That's a laughable proposition. How can you even think that? Oh, look at that other person over there. They're different than you are. You should hate them. Oh, look at that person over there. They think differently than you do. We should hate them. These are the lies that are destroying us right now. Absolutely. These are the lies that are destroying us. And I'm going into all of the lies that I have heard so many times, so often over the years. All of these different things that they try to come out with and say, oh, you have to believe us because we're wearing the lab coats and we have the letters and the numbers behind our names. And so we're the experts and you have to believe everything that we say, because if you don't, you're a conspiracy theorist and you're a terrorist and you need to be punished for thinking differently. You need to be punished for blasphemy. And that's what it comes down to when it relates to the medical industry, especially when it relates to all of the things. It's like the new type of religion. It's like the new type of the Spanish Inquisition. If you think in any ways that are not the social norms, then you are a heretic. You are a blasphemer. And you must be punished. You must be excised from the herd because you are risking the safety and the sanity and the sanctity of what is holy and sacred. And that is their ideals. That is their idealism. That is what they have as their agenda. They are the new religion. They are the new priests. They are the new masters who are handing us down these rules and regulations that have to be followed. They are the new masters that hand us down the ways that we have to believe and the things that we're supposed to follow. I mean, look, recently I brought you the information that talked about how they're coming out now with a new mental disorder. If you eat healthy, then you have a mental disorder. You have a mental disease for just wanting to eat in a healthy way. This is a ridiculous situation, and yet people put up with it. People obey it. People listen to it. And they don't call it out for the bullcrap that it is. And that's what we're dealing with. That's the lies that we're dealing with. And every day they come out with more and more. And if you don't believe the official stories, if you don't believe the experts that are there before you in their lab coats and their numbers and their letters, then you are a heretic, you are a blasphemer, and you must be excised from the herd. You have to be stoned. Look, guys, if you look back at how the different religions in the past did things and how they even still do them today in some areas, it is the exact same thing. Only now, instead of the stoning being the person being drug out into the center of town and all the people cast stones at them until they die, now it's a thing of digitally and emotionally and psychologically. You are brought into the forefront of everybody's attention, either through the media or through the social media or anything along those lines, and you are stoned by all of the people that are surrounding you until you quote unquote die. In other words, your reputation is destroyed. You are no longer welcome to speak anywhere. You're essentially dead for all intents and purposes. You see, it's the new way of doing things. They don't physically kill anyone off anymore. It's done digitally now. That's how it goes. So all of the experts, the medical industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the military industrial complex, all of it, every bit of it is the new religion. And if you don't follow it, if you don't follow the new religion, you're branded as a heretic and you're cast out. Fukushima has been sending out 400 to 1,000 tons of irradiated and contaminated water every day for the past, 4 years. And that's not a problem. But people who question it, people who try to bring it to somebody else's attention, are lambasted for it. They are mistreated for it. They are stoned and they are cast out for even asking the questions, for saying, hey, doesn't that water kind of go over here to America as well? No way. There's no way it does. We're safe from it. There's no problem with it. What are you talking about? Burn him. He's asking too many questions. It's the way it goes. But again, because of the political correctness that we have, because of the misinformation, the disinformation, and this religion that's set up now, they have ways of dealing with people that want to try to bring up the truth. They have ways of hiding the truth, covering it up, and destroying anyone who questions the official way of doing things, which brings me to things like the false flag attacks that are out there that we know are false flags. Look at 9/11. That's the big one, right? 9/11 is the day that everything radically changed. We're now living, you've heard it before, in a post 9/11 world. It was that much of a major event. And yet the whole thing was a lie. The whole thing, the whole official story is so full of holes that Swiss cheese couldn't compare to it. And yet if you say anything about the official story being wrong in the public, you're stoned. You're branded a heretic and you're burned at the frickin' stake. The 7-7, you know, the subway in Britain, the same thing occurred, you know, all of it, a false flag, all of it, all of it a lie. The Boston Marathon bombings, all of it a lie. The Sandy Hook shootings, all of it a lie. And the official stories are all so full of holes that you could walk right through them and still have room to spare. And yet we're the ones that are heretics for asking the questions. You know, a lot of people out there that ask the questions don't even necessarily do it as a means to question the official story. They're just saying, hey, well, look, there's this stuff right here. What about this? And that's enough for them to be branded as a heretic. And because people are so sniveling and so cowardly and so not willing to risk angering their friends or causing offense against those that know them, they remain silent. And because of that silence and because of that complicity, we have all of the stuff that we have going on here and now today. All of this has been done to put into place all of these mechanisms of control. And because people are so afraid and so cowardly and so unwilling to speak about what they see as being wrong, it's taken as being the truth. And people convince themselves that it is the truth. They will go into cognitive dissonance in order to remain under the guise of the official story. They'll do everything that they can. And, you know, speaking of the cover stories, I mean, all of the things that are going on as far as these different false flags are concerned, look at the timing of all of them. All of them were during the time period that a drill was taking place. Cover story. You know, it's all just one big cover story. And in the meantime, the people like me who were out here asking the questions, we're the ones that are taking the punishment. We're the ones that are taking the beating for asking the questions. And nobody else is doing it. You know, nobody out there in the mainstream is asking questions about 9/11. Nobody in the, well, there are some that are in the alternative field that do, but they still will sideline a lot of things. They might use that and say, okay, well, this we're going to disagree with, but by the way, vaccines are fine and there's nothing wrong with the fluoride in the water and so on and so forth. It's all just one big game, and it's all one big cover story that has been put forward. And I'm frankly sick and tired of it. I really am. I'm sick and tired of them getting away with all of these lies just because we are in this country that is filled with aggressively ignorant cowards who are more concerned about mass consumerism and getting their next Xbox game than they are wondering why all of these things are happening. They just don't want to pay attention. They do it willingly. It's a sickness. That is a mental disorder right there. That, believing the official stories, is a mental disorder. Not questioning anything is a mental disorder. I mean, that's Stockholm syndrome. That's a mental disorder. Not the people who are questioning, not the people who are just saying, hey, there's something wrong with this over here. Can we at least take a look and find out what's going on? You have ISIS right now is the big thing that they're using to beat the war drums. I mean, Al-Qaeda, the people started to become unafraid of Al-Qaeda for whatever reason, whether it was because bin Laden supposedly got killed, so Al-Qaeda is not as much as a threat. You know, they had to come up with something new. Well, years ago, the former head of NASA, who was all part of a cover story as well, I that'll be an episode, I think, for a different day. But Wernher von Braun came out and said basically that there were going to be four stages before actual ET disclosure comes around. And the first stage was the Cold War with Russia. And once people got tired of seeing it, and once that became no longer the fearful thing for people, that would be eliminated, and the next stage of things would begin. And the next stage was terrorists. Well, that's what we're going through right now. terrorists everywhere. It's terrorists, terrorists, terrorists. It's all over the place. It's every freaking where you go. People are starting to get tired of it, right? Well, the next stage after the terrorists' threat, he said, was going to be asteroids or meteors, and that we would have to basically use that as a method of fear and control over people. And you kind of see that occurring right now, that they're starting to come around with that as their next stage of things. They're starting to say, oh, well, look at this fireball over here. Look at this fireball over here. There's this meteor. There's this asteroid, you know, on and on and on. They're sort of ramping it up a little bit. And I think it's because the people are starting to become tiresome as far as ISIS is concerned. It's actually starting to become sort of a joke to people. And once they get sick and tired of the terrorists, you know, once that's no longer the fear thing for people, they'll move on into this next stage of things. And then once the asteroids are no longer something to fear, then they'll move on to a false ET attack. And once that is done, that's when the official actual ET disclosure will take place, at least according to, again, Wernher von Braun. Now, the thing with Wernher von Braun that I want to bring up as well with all of this, because it is important to know and understand, is that he was actually a former Nazi scientist who was brought over here to America during Operation Paperclip at the end of World War II. Operation Paperclip was a thing that the Americans and Russians did as a joint operation, essentially. Well, the Allies all around did this as a joint operation where they removed from Nazi Germany different scientists and different officers and that sort of thing, and brought them over into the other countries so that when Nazi Germany fell, they would not be essentially held accountable, and their knowledge would then be able to be used in other ways by these other countries. So Wernher von Braun was responsible for developing ballistic missiles for Germany. And after the World War II, he was brought over here, put in charge of what eventually became NASA. And he became known as the father of modern rocket science, essentially. So again, that's kind of important to know and understand, because again, we have this whole cover story of things going on. Here we had this former Nazi who was involved with Nazi Germany now being put in charge of the space program for America, which ties into the Bush family and all the lies that are associated with that. And that's important to know and understand again, because Jeb Bush may be put in line for presidency in 2016, which would be a horror story, along with Hillbilly coming forward as also a candidate. And if Bush got elected into office, that's three Bushes. We've got a monarchy at that point. And it's all stemming from Prescott Bush, who was a Nazi sympathizer and funded basically Adolf Hitler, and was busted for it, and was convicted of treason against America for his actions there. And then years later, his grandsons basically are presidents of the United States. It's all lies. It's all a big, stinking, steaming pile of cow patties that are out in the pasture. And we're being fed these things. And we're made to think that this is the right thing to have. This is the way that it's supposed to be. You have to believe all of this stuff because that's the right thing to do. And you don't have a choice in the matter. So again, ISIS right now, they're beating the drums of war. We've got all the lies and disinformation that are going on with that. I mean, you look at all the videos that are coming out And not all of them, but a lot of them are faked, and they've been proven to be faked. You've got people who are scared to death of ISIS, and yet it's not near the threat that they try to claim it is. I mean, we've got a lot bigger threats that are out there than ISIS, and that's... that can't be denied. It really can't. I mean, again, look at Fukushima going on. Look at all the other stuff that's going on. So you have the intentional misleadings by the government when it comes to aliens and UFOs. I kind of spoke about that in my news cycle, and I wanted to touch on it again here because there's no denying that something is going on as far as the alien agendas are concerned. Whether or not it is a matter of disinformation or misinformation or a cover-up, you know, flat-out cover-up that's going on, there's something that's going on, and that can't be denied. I talked about the Karen Hudges earlier, and one of the things that she had to say as far as the aliens are concerned, I wanted to read this statement from her off. They have elongated skulls. They may produce offspring in the manner with in the mating, I'm sorry, with human females, but that offspring is not fertile. We live in a world of secret societies and secrets, and the information that ought to be public is not public. And it's absolute truth. A lot of the reason why they try to cover up the alien idea is because of during the 1950s, there was a think tank that went on, and this think tank came forward and said that if people, if it was revealed to people that there were alien visitors here, or that there were aliens among us, or that they had anything to do with our origins, it would cause a mass panic. The markets would crash. People wouldn't go to work. There would, you know, religions would fall apart and so on and so forth. And because of that, they still use that as their agenda to this day. And that's a sad fact, but that is why they don't reveal it. Well, that's why they didn't reveal it at first. I think the reason now why they don't is because there's been so much cover up that's gone on that if they were to reveal the information forward about just how much has been lied about, they'd be strung up and there wouldn't be any stopping the masses of public from doing exactly that. Now, of course, that kind of needs to happen anyways, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, so I wanted to make sure to read that to you because there really is so much secrecy that's going on with everything. During my intro music, you hear the No More Secrets thing, and that is what I hope comes about from a show like mine and others that are out there. You know, with open eyes, I want to come forward to you guys with the truths about stuff. I want to come forward with the information that people really do need to know desperately because we're being destroyed by our lack of knowledge, by our lack of convictions about what the truth is. We are lied to about the foods that we eat and the medicines that go into our bodies. We're being lied to about what's in our air and what's in our blood. Nothing is the truth. Nothing is the truth. It, when it comes to anything that's in the mainstream and most of the things that are in the alternative medias, nothing is the truth. And it's up to you as an individual to do your due diligence to try to find out the truths about stuff. It's on you to try to find out the truths about all of this stuff. I mean, we're even constantly lied to about our origins. They tell us that we're descended from the evolution, you know, that we're descended from an ancestor tied to the great apes and so on and so forth. And while that may be true, while there may be truth to that, I'm not saying that it is, but while there may be some truth to that, they lie the whole time that they're telling that truth. You see, they coat the truth with lies. You know, that you might, what is it? Veterans Today came out and said 40% of what they tell is a lie, and or what is it? 40% is the truth. I can't remember exactly, but anyways, you get the idea that in order to find the truth, you have to cut through all the dross and all the crap that's there to be able to find the truth. And that's ridiculous. You shouldn't have to do that. It should just be the truth. The truth is the truth. And that's all that needs to be said. There's nothing else that needs to go on with it all. And they haven't even been truthful about where we come from, what it all means to be a human being, what our consciousness is, everything. It's a sad state of affairs. It really is. I mean, laws, politics, what it means to be a citizen of the United States of America, all of those things are lies. All of those things are designed to fool us and to mislead us and to make us follow an agenda that they want us to follow. Media lies and biases. They spread abject lies, if not just flat out misinformation, with impunity. They do it with smiles on their faces. They do it when it comes to global warming or the latest plane crash. All of it is Hollywood. All of it is scripted. All of it is there designed to get you to follow whatever the agenda of the day is. And if you don't follow it again, you're a heretic, you're a blasphemer, and you must be destroyed. You must be cast out of the village. You must be exiled into the wilderness because you are causing disruptions to the sanctity of society just for asking questions and just for trying to figure out where the truth actually is. It's your duty to do your due diligence yourself with everything that you hear. And I guess I want to leave this as kind of the final thoughts to this episode, because I'm starting to run out of time here. You have to do your own due diligence when it comes to every single thing that you hear and every bit of information that comes into your consciousness. It is up to you to find out the truth. No one else is going to tell you the full truth. I'm not even going to tell you the full truth because I don't know the full truth. I don't have the knowledge of everything that there is to know. So I could be, you know, giving you some kind of disinformation, not intentionally, but just because I don't know everything. And it's up to you to find out if what I'm saying is the truth, to find out if what I am saying is what is meant for you, because everybody has their own viewpoints of everything. Everybody has their own biases for everything. And it's up to you to cut through everything for yourself and find out the truths of all of the things that you encounter. Find out the truth about the religion that you follow, because if you don't know the full truth about the religion that you follow, then you may be worshiping something that you don't really want or need to be worshiping. It might be something that's very dark and you don't know it because you've never done the research for yourself. Find out the truth about the politicians that you exclaim that you follow because they are reliable and trustworthy and tell you the truth on things. Find out what their background is. Find out what they're doing in their personal lives and whether or not what they're doing in their personal lives is something that you can support yourself, or if it's something that is frankly, better left unsaid. You see, find out the truth for yourself on everything. All of the entirety of human history that we know of is available at your fingertips, at the tip of this keyboard that's in front of you, or when you get home, you're sitting in front of your computer. Everything, all of the entirety of human existence is available to be seen and understood on the internet, on this great and wonderful tool that we have before us, that they're working swiftly to try to get rid of, honestly, that net neutrality thing. I didn't get to that today, but that is another lie that's being told. But you see, that's the point. You want to do your due diligence and find out the truth of everything. Find out the truth of things so that you can go from the idea of belief into knowing that what you're following is exactly what it is that you want or should be following, because there really are a lot of things out there that you should not be following. And with that, guys, I really am out of time, and I hate to be, but unfortunately we live in this world where time is existent. If you want to send me an email, which please send one to me, I welcome any and all feedback, and I would love to hear from you guys about any of the topics that I talked about tonight, especially in regards to the vaccine thing that I spoke about earlier. Send it to feedback@openeyesnetwork.com. If you want to find us on Facebook and Twitter, you can find us at Open Eyes Network or Ira Robinson on both of those platforms, and I welcome you guys joining in with me on there. If you want to go to the show notes for this show, I will have all the links that you can handle on that, on my show notes for this episode. Those will be at openeyesnetwork.com/OE076. You can spend hours looking through the links that I'm going to have on there for you guys. And on Friday, I am going to bring you Living Simply. It's going to be an episode that's dedicated to living a simple life and hopefully finding a better way of living life because of it. Be sure to tune in. I think you're going to have a good time with it. Michael Vera is going to bring you The Last Frequency here in just a few minutes, and I'm actually going to be a guest on there tonight, I believe. So be sure to stick around to listen to that. And until next time, guys, keep safe out there and have fun, and thank you so much for listening. Remember, tune in on Friday, latenightinthemidlands.com, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.